Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says history will record that she was the country's greatest peacetime leader. But even in death, Baroness Margaret Thatcher continues to divide Britain. While many in the nation are deeply proud of Britain's first female Prime Minister, her opponents could hardly contain their vitriol for the woman and her policies when her family announced her death last night. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports on the wide spectrum of reaction inside Britain to Lady Thatcher's death at the age of 87.
Ding dong! The witch is dead!
Ding dong!
The witch is dead!
This crowd on the streets of Brixton near central London is far from worried about how seemly it is to celebrate a death. This is the suburb where in 1981, with Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister, crowds clashed with police and it resulted in hundreds of injuries. For these people, Lady Thatcher's passing symbolises much more than just one woman's demise.
I am celebrating, yeah. I'm celebrating the fact that Margaret Thatcher is dead today. And I'm proud to be with people that come out here and say, I am celebrating, yeah. She started the whole neoliberal madness that we're all suffering from now. And people in Brixton suffered. People in Brixton suffered directly because of her policies.
That woman made my youth a misery. I think that she was to blame for most of the ills in society. And most of the things that poor people and ill people have now been blamed for were her fault.
Thatcher's death, I think, is a celebration around the world. Millions of people know she started a legacy, and that legacy was turning over public services and starting the greed for the bankers. And I think everyone knows it started in Britain, and she continued that across her legacy continent. And today, everyone who don't want that are celebrating that.
Alan Cummings, representing miners from the northern English town of Durham, says many in his community will also be celebrating Margaret Thatcher's death.
I'll be on the drink tonight on her demise. Because I went through the 84-85 miners' strike. I went through the closure of this pit. I saw lives destroyed by what she did and what she stood for. Destroyed. Mining communities up and down the country suffered. And these communities have never recovered from that time. Never recovered.
On the other end of the spectrum is Kelvin McKenzie, former editor of the Sun newspaper.
Our country, before Thatcher took over, was completely on the flat of its back. Bodies weren't being buried, there was rubbish in the streets, the trade unions were basically telling the socialists who were running the country at the time what to do, so we were totally in the grip of them. She took over and with one good kick over 10 years turned us into a property-owning democracy. She shackled the trade unions, thank God for that. I mean, it was some shocking outbursts, both with the miners and the one that I was connected with, which was Wapping, which was a horrendous experience for everybody. And she gave the possibility of wealth creation to the ordinary working people.
There's a current welfare war, the press has dubbed, at the moment that David Cameron and his ruling party is waging. And Baroness Thatcher's name is still brought up as embodying an anti-working class ethos, if you like, that some people also say is being pursued now. Would you say that this is also part of her legacy, that she will always be brought up in this circumstance?
The problem is that any time anybody comes up with a radical solution from the centre-right, they all mention the name Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher is going to see all these socialists off, right? Do you know what? Within the Conservative Party today, there is a significant problem. There is the Thatcherites, who want to be honest and straightforward and just give you the pain and then get it behind you. And then there are again the Cameroonians, who try and weave and bob their way around it. This country needs more Thatchers, less Camerons.
It seems even in death, Margaret Thatcher can still overshadow British politics.
And that's Mary Guerin in London.